This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The wheels have completely come off the COVID-19 fraud. Why did they never have a vaccine for just the basic common cold? The coronavirus is the main cause of the common cold. If you're debilitated on the right vitamins and minerals, it will go in, it will replicate, and you will get sick. That's known science. Well, because there's too many variants of it, there's hundreds of thousands a year. There's millions. I mean, they're always finding more and more and more. There's like fish in the sea.
Influenza is a specific type of infection caused by a specific virus. So that's usually influenza A or influenza B virus. The cold, on the other hand, is caused by hundreds of different types of viruses.
And it's our body's defenses that defeat that 99.999% of the time. Not taking a vaccine that is specifically for one variant, when viruses are constantly changing and their own medical science admits, when you take a vaccine like this, it causes your body to slough off things that basically are other variants of the virus. That's even Wall Street Journal. Well, here it is out of the VAERS reporting system. Reported deaths, COVID vaccines, more than the last 10 years combined. And they think about 1 in 40 is the real number. Not 1 in 10, not 1 in 100. About 1 in 40 of these things get put down as COVID. So it's 40 times worse than that. 40 times 5,888 dead. Oh, and now the FDA adds warning to COVID vaccine about risk of heart inflammation. No longer just saying, oh, it's rare. It's very common. And estimates are now out that you're 500 times more likely to die from a COVID vaccine than from COVID if you are young. Who urges fully vaccinated people to continue to wear masks as Delta COVID variant spreads? Oh, a variant of the cold virus. My goodness, we can't ever leave our houses again. People better wake up now, folks. BBC, Andrew Marr says he caught COVID after getting the vaccine.
I got coronavirus last week. I'd been double jabbed earlier in the spring and felt, if not king of the world, at least almost entirely immune. And yet I got it.
Bill Maher finally waking up. He's totally, absolutely getting it now and saying, wait a minute. We've got Google and Facebook invested at the Wuhan lab. We've got them invested billions in these vaccines. And then they're involved covering up? That's criminal.
Facebook banned any post for 4 months about COVID coming from a lab. A Wall Street Journal reporter asked the head of Google's health division, notice that they don't do autofill searches for coronavirus lab leak the way they do it for any other question. And the guy said, well, we want to make sure the search isn't leading people down pathways that we would find to be not authoritative information. Well, you were wrong, Google and Facebook. Right. We don't know. The reason why we want you is because we're checking on this sh-. He said, we want to ensure the first thing users see is information from the CDC, the WHO. That's who I'm checking on. The WHO's been very corrupt about a lot of sh-. The CDC's been wrong about a lot of sh-. This is outrageous that I can't look this information up, and now they're doing it with this drug ivermectin. They threw Brett Weinstein off YouTube, or almost. He's one strike away. YouTube should not be telling me what I can see about ivermectin. Ivermectin isn't a registered Republican. It's a drug.
They're obsessed with depopulation. It's their cult. So they paid to have the viruses found in the wild. They paid to have them spliced. Facebook and Google. Facebook and Google aren't just big tech companies. They are the tip of the New World Order attack system. They are the trillion-pound gorilla on our back.
Flawless victory.
Super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We'll be right back. RGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this special July 4th transmission. Judge Joe Brown, one of our most popular guests ever in studio a few weeks ago with us, is back on with us. We appreciate him coming on our nation's holiday. I won't go over his whole amazing bio, for the top TV host ever, higher ratings over Winfrey, formerly an American lawyer, and then a big criminal court judge in Tennessee, the Judge Joe Brown Show.com at Judge Joe Brown TV. And I can't wait till I can get his barbecue sauce in local stores here, because I hear it's amazing. That's coming out as well. So he joins us for the balance of the hour. Judge, it's great to have you with us. Thank you for the time.
Hey, boss, it's good. How you doing?
I appreciate you. I know you're a hardworking man here on this weekend. Where should we start? What's the first thing you want to tackle? Because I've got a lot of questions, a lot of points I want to raise and get your expertise on. But what's the first thing front and center on your radar right now?
JJBBBQ.com. Judge Joe Brown Barbecue.
I didn't even know you were going to say that. I was already thinking about it.
Yeah. I felt you through the foils, Pied Wide. Anyway, you can order it online, jjbbbq.com. Judge Joe Brown Barbecue.com. jjbbbq.com. It's pretty good. We're going to be expanding it, but we thought we'd get something out online. People have been getting the product.
Well, actually, I'm going to order some today. Wow, it's great to have you here with us. What do you make of the indictment of the Trump Organization? It looks like pretty weak charges. Even CNN admits weakest charge, like they let the son of the company head when he was divorced stay in a condo and use a company car. I mean, well, it doesn't sound like Al Capone stuff to me. What's your view?
No, it doesn't sound like Al Capone stuff. It just sounds like witch hunt. See, Trump was very inconvenient to their narrative, and they have to get rid of him. They want to call him stupid, but he's not. He was just able to speak to the common man. It's called being a populist.
I agree. Trump's crime was being a populist. I would think of you as a populist, myself as a populist. What do you think Trump should do with something like this?
I think he's going to wind up pretty vindicated. It's kind of this thing where what is going on right now is certain people have run a 10K race and they're getting toward the finish, so they think they're sprinting the last 100 meters of the 10K, but they haven't got there yet. And not having gotten there, people are beginning to see what they're really doing, and they don't like what they see.
I agree with that statement.
And it'll come out. One of the things that's most depressing about what they're doing is such a transparent attack on the First Amendment. The First Amendment has never been something that's out there so people will not feel comfortable. It's about truth and free exchange of ideas, whether you like them or not. But they want everybody to get this, you know, entitlement culture thing. It's all about your feelings, not reality. Nobody's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. That's not how the world works.
Talk about, Judge Brown, what made you successful versus this victim mentality. Because when you talk about that, that's what I see people like. They're in love with their victimhood, but then they never succeed because they're so into being a victim instead of overcoming adversity, which empowers us.
I always looked at life as a potential adventure. And if you had something that was against you, that was adversity. And some people on the Serengeti call adversity Simba, but you don't see them hiding in hovels behind the village thorn fence. They send their 13-year-old boys out to kill Simba as a rite of passage. You see, that's just adversity. So we have to relearn what it is as a system, as a society, to deal with adversity. And be glad you've got a chance to deal with adversity, because otherwise life can get kind of boring.
So what you're saying is, it's like a blade is sharpened on a stone. The lion coming to eat people, instead of being victims, they go out and kill it. They get stronger.
Yeah. And what they're all saying is you don't take away the warrior's spear because a slave might cut himself on the sharp edge.
Wow. Is President Trump salvageable? I mean, if you were President Trump, I would go on the offense if I was him. What would you do if you were President Trump right now with all these attacks?
I would do the same thing. Go on offense. I think he's actually doing that, and he's got a lot of people who are fervent defenders, not just in favor, but zealous defenders. And some people just do not get that. They, oh, my God, we have our narrative. Why don't they believe our narrative? Because the narrative is bullshit, you know. Why don't they just accept the facts? Because they're not facts. So the more you attack him and the more you can't deliver, the worse it gets. Like Nancy Pelosi, Nanny Pelosi, I call her. She wants to find some Republicans to appoint to this commission that they want to set up that's supposed to be a fact-finding commission, but the name of the commission is to investigate the wrongdoing of the Trump administration in violation of the law. Now, that doesn't sound like a topic to be investigated. It sounds like a conclusion.
For folks that aren't a judge or a lawyer like you, explain to maybe Democrats that are watching, you don't say, we're having a trial about how you're evil and how you were convicted. I mean, when you say the name of the investigation is you're guilty, that shows it's bias, right?
Well, let me give you an anecdote. The old time way, you'll get a fair trial before we hang you.
Yeah.
You know, like, what fair trial? You already have a conclusion. See, that's one thing they get bent out of shape about with what happened with Dr. Cosby.
That's where I want to go next segment, because
I told you when we had dinner. I'll get into that, but I told you when we had dinner about that Fifth Amendment aspect of the matter. And lo and behold, that's what happened. But now they're saying, shocked Hollywood. Nobody saw this coming. I'm sorry. Everybody I knew.
Well, that's why I called you, and I appreciate you coming on. For those that don't know, we're about to go to break. But we were at dinner like a month ago when you were here, and you brought up exactly that issue and said, because people go, oh, you know, you're defending it. If the trials, who came up with the saying, Judge, that it's better 10 guilty men go free, one innocent man go to jail?
It's an old tenet of American law. It is better that 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man spend a day in jail.
Wow. Let's stop right there, because we're going to go to break, come back with Bill Cosby and get your expert analysis in the Pennsylvania ruling. But let's go back to this, because I am excited about you taking action, and I want to order some. How do we get your new barbecue sauce?
JJBBBQ.com. Judge Joe Brown, JJB, BBQ.com.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be excellent. So I want to get with your distributors. I want to sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not kidding. I want to sell 10 million bottles.
Yes, sir. And we have more to come.
Yes, sir. We're going to do it. All right. Let me tell you, this guy's awesome on air. He's even more awesome at a steakhouse. 3 hours. My wife's they're turning the lights on. Leave. My wife and my crew members like, let's keep listening to this. This guy's amazing. Judge Joe Brown.
Brother Jones is one of those people that is cool to drink beer with. I'll drink wine with, you know.
Yes, sir. We're drinking wine. All right, let's come right back. Judge Joe Brown sees a mountain, chops it down with the edge of his hand. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby and what just really happened. We'll be right back in a few.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fan of him back when he had the number one TV show way ahead of Oprah Winfrey, but it's just amazing to be friends with him now and have him here on air with us. He was on with us a month ago and exposed Joe Biden. He was a witness to what was already in the newspapers, the quotes saying horribly, just mean, beyond racist things, just really nasty stuff. It's hard to believe it was in the newspaper. He saw it happen, but he's here now with us to talk about the current state of the world. Now, I always liked Bill Cosby growing up, watching Fat Albert and watching his TV shows, and always thought he was a nice guy and he was pro-family, all the rest of it. And then we saw all these people line up and we saw the whole Me Too movement. And whatever you think about Bill Cosby, all I know is I've had people make stuff about me that I know is not true. The New York Times said that there was an employee with a goldfish, and then I walked up and grabbed the goldfish and ate the goldfish. Nobody ever had a goldfish in this office. The New York Times said, and the Daily Mail said, I wear swastika shoes. And they paid a former employee $10,000 to say it because it came out in an EEOC complaint against me. So, which we defeated, by the way. But this is the level that, so I'm a little bit prejudiced, I guess, against what the mainstream media says. Unless I've seen it with my own eyeballs, I don't believe it, or someone I trust has seen it. So here's Bill Cosby, does his great job, pro-family, all this stuff, and then he gets sent off to prison, even though they admit that the prosecutors lied to him and did a bunch of corrupt stuff. So we go back to that, better 100 guilty men go free, one innocent man go to prison. So now they're all panicking, they're freaking out about Bill Cosby, while they let Jeffrey Epstein, a pedophile, go, he later got, you know, grabbed, his neck broken. So, Judge Joe Brown, whether we think Bill Cosby's a saint or a regular man or a bad guy, whatever he is, what happened as a judge, as a lawyer, as an expert that made Pennsylvania do this controversial thing, the Supreme Court knowing they'd be attacked for it? Because it's seen as controversial, but at dinner a month ago, you brought up that exact same point to me about how they'd made that agreement and broke it.
Yes, we have law. Every human society on the planet has law. It's what distinguishes us from animals. We have law. And the American law has a sacrosanct provision, the Fifth Amendment. You have a right to be free from self-incrimination. You cannot be compelled to be a witness against yourself in a criminal proceeding. You can in a civil proceeding. So when this woman filed this complaint against Dr. Cosby, his lawyers properly brought up the Fifth Amendment. Well, the district attorney at the time issued a report to the court. He said, we've investigated this matter thoroughly. The detectives have been on it. We find that the witnesses are not credible. The evidence is not convincing, certainly not enough to generate a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt. Therefore, we decline to prosecute. So Mr. Cosby has nothing to worry about. Well, the civil judge then said, that being the case, you have to respond to this interrogatory and you have to give a deposition. Well, during the course of the deposition, Dr. Cosby did not admit any crime. He said, yes, I provided drugs. Yes, they wanted the drugs. Yes, they wanted drugs and sex. That's their objective. That's all he did. So what happens is the new DA says we're not bound by that agreement. We're going to bring it in anyway now that we've tricked them into making these admissions, which weren't really admissions. So that was their case. And it was a weak case. And they even polluted it worse by trying to bring in one woman who had a complaint from 51 years before. And remember, even with all of this included in the mix, he was not convicted of rape. He was convicted of sexual battery. Translation, he squeezed a boob. And during the course of this trial, you heard testimony that Dr. Cosby provided essentially Benadryl. Now, every now and then, I go in and get some treatments from my doctor, and that includes getting a mainline intravenous dose of Benadryl. It doesn't get you high. And we've got a phenomenon. Back when all this was going on, we had groupies. Excuse my voice. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Sex, drugs, and basketball, baseball, football, rap, movies, TV, politics. And the groupies wanted the drugs. They wanted the celebrity sex. They got what they wanted. Years later, after failed careers and doing what they thought they might have been jump-starting, they want to complain about it. And then there are people who go around and start trying to convince them it wasn't your fault that you made bad choices. It's somebody else's fault. But as far as that goes, that's just like you get drunk and you go kill somebody. You have a vehicular homicide, a DUI homicide. It's not the bartender's fault that he served you what you
were. Well, exactly. It's not like the Muslims saying you're wearing a short skirt and you deserve to be raped. I don't agree with that far. But when a woman goes into a hotel room with 10 men in a poker game and admits she's getting drunk, and then later she goes, oh, I don't remember, somebody had sex with me, and then it's 30 years later, there's a statute of limitations. So how does she testify when she's going up to a hotel room with a bunch of men and she's a topless dancer? You know, it's not like she's...
Yeah, it's kind of like this. I went to some of those parties, too, back when. I grew up in Los Angeles. So you've got a Hollywood party, a celebrity party, and the groupie shows up. She takes her coat off, and she's see-through. No bra. Half hour later, her top's off, so she's topless. Then the bottoms come off. Maybe she's got on some thong panties. And then 10, 15 minutes later after that, she's naked but for a belt. You want to go to the restroom, but you can't because she's in there giving somebody a head job. Or you go to get something out of your coat pocket. You know how people lay their coats on the beds in the upstairs bedrooms? You can't do that because she's laying on top of your coat doing somebody or...
I mean, exactly.
And they come back over and over again.
Totally have statutes of limitations, right, Judge?
Yeah, and it's like, okay, you went there, and you, how many people did you sleep with during or have sex with during this whole function? And then you went back 3 or 4 days later to another one, and you did the whole thing. And then a week before the statute of limitations runs, you want to talk about, well, I take it back, I was unduly
influenced.
Let's
talk about why they targeted Dr. Bill Cosby when we come back with Dr.
Okay, NBC.
Stay right there. Well, we got to go to break, satellite break here. We're going to come back with we're talking about Dr. Bill Cosby, but also we're talking to Judge Joe Brown on the other side. Stay with us, please.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal High Quality Iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globals work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because to research scientist pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Here on this July 4th Sunday transmission, which I'm going to air clips of on tomorrow's weekday show, have Judge Joe Brown on, which to me is all just complete common sense. And I'm not somebody to play the race card, but there is a little bit of a fetish to, like, still go after black men that are successful or that out run around with women. And they've also tried to expand on that. But with Bill Cosby, nobody said it till 30 years later. And then I looked at these women, and most of them literally were prostitutes. I mean, they were like, they were 30, 40-year topless dancers doing all this with no proof, doing later. I'm not against women. I've got three daughters. If somebody attacks my daughter, I'm going to go beat their ass. I mean, I'm not putting up with that. But if women are doing this, and then you got prosecutors that set people up and then try to, well, actually put them in prison through fraud, well, we're all in danger. And I've experienced the system. I'm not some victim up here, but I've experienced when it wants you, it can tailor it any way you want. So let me ask Judge Joe Brown here about Dr. Cosby. What is the fallout of this?
and what comes out of this now, where you've got Harvey Weinstein with hundreds of women and witnesses and things 50 times worse than Cosby. They're trying to conflate him with Cosby now. And I'm not defending, I'm not saying Cosby's perfect. I mean, nobody's perfect. You know, maybe bad judgment, trusting these women, all this stuff. But just big picture here, what are your reflections on where this is going? Because I want women to be empowered. But I also get what you were saying earlier about trying to set up famous people for money. Judge, I think you've got your mic muted. Let's just unmute yourself. Sorry, Judge.
Yeah, there you go. My show started back 1998. I was in my 50s. I wasn't new to the game. Big Ticket Television, the entity that had my show before Paramount got it, had a celebratory fet. I'm a bachelor. I'm looking at all these beautiful movie stars, soap opera, and stars and such like. I'm having a good time. So I'm dancing with a lot of these pretty women. Well, I ran into another woman that I had known before all of this, and we were sitting at a table. She later excused herself to go to the ladies' room. She took kind of a long time coming back. So when she gets back to the table, she says, "Hey, do you know that guy over there, et cetera, et cetera?" I said, "Yeah." So he just walked up and offered me $2,000 in cash if I would sign a note saying you tried to molest me. So she and I went around and got written statements from all the women that I could find. And they said they'd been made the same offer.
Wow.
So what wound up happening is a female publicist that I had hired, a beautiful woman, she and I wound up concocting a sting operation. We filed these affidavits with human resources about what we were going to do, and we invented a woman. Well, 6 weeks later, the fools fell for it, and they came up with a so-called sworn affidavit from this fictitional woman alleging that I'd done to her what we set up in our scam or sting. So I had them bring all of the affidavits over from human resources. It was embarrassing to them. And in 6 weeks, I was there for another 14 years, and they were gone. But you see, that's how they roll in Hollywood. They're corrupt. They have an agenda. And that agenda is to emasculate America.
Exactly, because whether you're black or you're white, if you're a powerful, virile male, there's something about this Hollywood leftist nerd male that you talked about last time. They could be black, they could be white, they could be Asian. It's a nerd male that sees a powerful male and wants to get him destroyed. You started to talk about that. I didn't know this personal story about them. Was it because you were black, or was it because you were women loved you? I mean, what was it?
It was because I was straight.
Ah.
Also, because I was black. Not long after this little incident at this fet, there was a letter that went over to human resources again. They had a complaint. It said, "We, the below sign, proud lesbians," there were 23 of them, "reject and resent having to work with a straight black man." Straight black men.
Wow.
And one of the things is I'd invited a guest to this particular lunch. Hell, it's Freda Payne. We used to date, the singer. And these fools actually got upset because I pulled the chair out at the table for my date to sit down.
Wow.
And they objected to that. They said that was demeaning to womanhood. They objected to the bass in my voice and how I looked everybody in the eye all of the time.
Yeah, they were threatened by your virility. They were threatened by your power.
Yes. That's it. So they don't like that. So every time I showed up to tape for about the next 14 and a half years, hell, I had to deal with that every time. this over and over again.
Well, that's the thing. The left talks about racism all day and tries to divide us. But what you're saying is, in the heart of Hollywood, a hit TV show, you had these crazy people messing with you because you were a straight, virile black man.
Exactly. And it got to the point in later years, it just stopped. Everything stopped. And say, son of a bitches, you don't have the, you're not high enough on the food chain to fire me. Now don't screw off. And nothing happens until you straighten this act up.
Well, that's the left, though. They are so angry about heterosexual relationships, strong men, strong women, strong families. And they even say it. You know, it's so disgusting to them. And I have a personal story. I'm not going to tell the whole story of the time we have left, but I got invited like 20 years ago. He's dead now, a family friend that was a homosexual who I'd grown up with and knew and wasn't against. He'd gone to church with us. We were nice to him, everything else. And he invited us to his birthday party. And this is like 20 years ago, or 18 years ago, my son had been born. And when they heard I had a son, they said, that's disgusting. You have children. They all acted weird about it. I left that party with my ex-wife. But that doesn't sound normal to a normal person. But at this party, they were so upset that I was there with my wife and I had a child. It's like to a normal person, you don't even get it. I don't get it either. But they're literally pissed at the normal human power of biology.
You know what? 50-some years ago when this stuff started, you had the lesbians that hated men. You had the feminists that hated that they weren't men. You had these weak, what we call beta boys now. They hated that they couldn't make it as men. You had the homosexuals who were scared of men. And that still didn't give the weight to the whole thing that they needed. What brought the weight in was the anti-war thing that said war is a man thing. So the way to stop war is to change the way boys are raised to men. If you raised them like girls, so they emoted, they cried, they carried on and got all weepy, they wouldn't be uptight and under self-control, and all of these tensions and hostilities wouldn't build up to the point where there would be war. Oh, man, you got to get beat this bad. We got to change the way the boys are raised to be a bad. They got to be raised like girls, man, so they won't have war. So it'll be about love, you know. Well,
when really they're just, they are men. They're just wimps. They want to use a structure to dominate other men.
Yeah, so, see, they don't have personal charisma, which, by the way, is a bad thing.
Hold on, final segment.
You've got a lot of mail.
Judge Joe Brown, I don't mean to interrupt, we got a break because the satellites fire these damn brakes. Final segment, Judge Joe Brown ahead. He is hitting on all cylinders. What he's saying is absolutely true. Because I was young, and the same stuff happened to me, just because I was like super male. Be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9, 10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's deep red crystal iodine, and X3, that's triiodine, deep red crystal iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. But we're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Joe Brown is a character. He is definitely one of a kind. And what he's hitting on, I've done my own scientific research, is true, but he experienced it in Hollywood with the number one TV show and having all these weird beta male white people mess with him because he was dating beautiful women. And it was because he was black, part of it, but it's also just because he was a man and he was a leader. And they don't want men to be leaders. So who is the group? Because I wouldn't say they're Germans, they're Chinese, they're Jews, they're Muslims. No, it's weird men. He describes the groups that want to somehow cut out real men who would be the leaders regardless. So what is this war on men, this war on humanity, Judge Joe Brown, and how do we counter it? What do we do?
It's a worldview. See, one of the tenets of this thing is that marriage is a form of slavery for women. And I heard this over and over again on UCLA's campus 55 years ago. And it's poison. It's a kind of weird view of the world. It's not normal. Now, I want to make a distinction in here. Homosexuality is the practitioner's business. He's got a right to do whatever he wants to do to get his freak on in the bedroom. But LGBTQIA plus is a cult. And some people are trying to make it the national religion or philosophy. And it has taken on political overtones. But for some misguided reason, they think they ought to be immune commentary or pushback. They're not. But in the process, they're trying to destroy the First Amendment, so you can only speak what's comfortable for everybody, even if it's true. The Second Amendment, they're scared to death, and is my opinion on that. If you don't have what it takes to defend yourself, you're not worth anybody else risking their lives to defend. The Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure, they want to throw out when it comes to rights. The Fifth Amendment, throw it out the door. Now, I told you and your wife we were discussing this new trend on the East Coast about a new type of felony rape called rape by seduction.
Yeah.
In other words, if you take your
woman out.
That's
what you were talking about, Cosby.
Yeah. If you want to take your woman out and you have a fine date, linen on the table, candlelight, five stars, good wine, good food, the mood advances, you go for a walk in the park, it's springtime, my place or yours, you know, kissing and hugging and all of the stuff that goes on, and nature takes its course, well, that's supposed to be felony rape by seduction. What they want is for you to call up and say, I want to get some tonight, dear. Let's go out, have a good dinner, get wine, and then that's screwed. Well, that's kind of dead to do it that way anyway.
They're trying to demonize the whole sale. I mean, even crocodiles mate and kiss each other and roll around and go to dinner. Every species does it. They're attacking our very... Why are they so scared of the male and female interaction?
Well, they hate what they are and they hate what they want to be. Some of them hate men. Some of them hate the fact that they're not men. See, there's always two types of homosexuals, those that want to be the opposite sex and those that hate the opposite sex. Now, see, I guess homosexuals can act masculine. There was Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and such type. But you see, there's that other type that wants to be a flamer and prance around. And if you want a good exposition of it, Bruce Willis was in the movie. It was called The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
You remember that movie and his little partner in the escapade, a certain black actor, and the character that got paid where he was always screaming everything? Well, see, that's the other extreme. So with that kind of outlook on life, you resent these people that appear to be in charge of their own personal existence. You're supposed to be helpless. You're supposed to float around like a cork on the water with no free will because everything is beyond your control. Yeah, that one. That, if you want to see the contrast, this is a great movie.
Well, there's no doubt they're assaulting masculinity. The system is so threatened by men. And how do we counter that, Judge Joe Brown?
Well, it's a lie. And as even the Nazis knew, the best counter to a lie is the truth. And we just have to keep putting the truth out. We've got to make it lame and uncool to be acting the wrong way. And you just have to bear embarrassed, you know, hey, man, I'm sorry. That's lame. That's not cool. What's the matter with you? You're not acting right, dude. Men don't act like this. Oh, yeah, it is cool to be a man. And you see, you know where it gets to? Women and children in a lifeboat first. The Titanic is going down. It's dark. The water's freezing. You a long way from anywhere. And yet you're going to say, ma'am, you take my seat in this lifeboat first, you and your child. See, that takes manhood. So we've got a lot of folks faking it.
Exactly. People don't want the sacrifice comes with manhood.
Yeah, and see, the other thing, this is personal. I told you about this one, too. I was at Lowe's Discount Hardware, and some beautiful young lady said, Uncle Joe. I didn't recognize her at first. Because the last I'd seen her, she was 11 years old. But her grandfather always proudly told me about her. She had been taking martial arts, and she got a scholarship, an athletic scholarship to a major university for women's wrestling. See, that was part of what feminists were complaining about. Boys get all these athletic scholarships and go to college for free, and the girls don't. Well, that's not fair. So anyway, she's about 19. Her arm was in this cast, a shoulder cast with a strut going down to her waist to keep it rigidly unmoving. So I asked her what happens, and this was before COVID-19 really hit. And she said, well, Uncle Joe, we had this tournament, and they told me I had to wrestle this boy. I said, no. And they said, well, if you don't, the team will forfeit, and you'll lose your scholarship. So I had to wrestle this guy, and they had another boy on this team, and another one of my teammates had to wrestle him. She got 3 fractured ribs and a broken jaw. And I got a compound fracture of my arm, she was saying. And she was talking about how horrible it felt. And she had had 3 operations. And she was saying it hurt so bad she had to take the pain medication. And if she did that, she couldn't stay awake to study. So she was just boo-hooing about how bad it was. And that's not fair to put a woman through
what
that.
What sick world do leftists want to say they're women and men beat up women and we call it good? This is like a hallucination.
I think something's really wrong with them. I really do. And see, we have this sacred tenet. Boys are stronger than girls, so you never hit them. I saw something coming with that about 26, 7 years ago. When I was still a state judge, I was sitting on an advisory board for one of the local boards of education. So they wanted me to sit in on disciplinary proceedings against 5 male homeroom teachers who had told their boys that they were stronger than girls, so they should never hit them. Well, these 5 sets of parents were offended because they said that was a slur on the girls to say that they were weaker than boys. Well, what I did to cut to the chase is I just said, look, I tell you what, you come down here last Thursday of the month and you watch me dealing with these appeals on my docket from lower court convictions for domestic violence. Tell me what you see. And this foolishness needs to stop because there's a real world out there and it doesn't match Walt Disney.
That's right. Judge Joe Brown, we love you. Thank you for doing this Sunday special July 4th broadcast with you. We love you. And you got so many websites. What's the best website for folks to visit?
At Judge Joe Brown TV, and I do not have a blue chick. That's on Twitter. One other thing. Monday, I'm celebrating the 53rd anniversary of my 21st birthday.
Beautiful, sir.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.